It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sabrina.
Father God, we just thank you this evening that as we come together, Lord, that you've orchestrated this time of fellowship. You have made every crooked place straight. You have provided a way and a road in the wilderness and a well in the middle of a desert tonight. God, I thank you that, God, no weapon formed this prayer line shall prosper. I thank you for the angels of the Lord that will encamp around a time that we are in fellowship, Lord. Because, God, we are coming before you tonight as Pastor Smith prepares this anointed word to be sent out to your people, to be sent out into the heavenlies, to declare war on the enemy and his tactics and his schemes, because you told us not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. So today we band together in agreement, pushing back the hands of the enemy, knowing that, God, as we pray, that we will have a direct line to you, because you said this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And we know that when you hear us, God, you will grant the petitions that we have requested. I thank you for this fellowship tonight, and I thank you for a right now word, and I thank you for an anointed word, and I thank you that these your people and those listeners that need to know you will come to know you tonight, and that, God, you will destroy any enemy and any scheme that has been aligned in our lives today because of this right now and anointed word that you've put on Pastor Smith's lips. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We have two nights per week that we have a prayer line. You can call in and listen on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday number is 858-357-9137, and that's at 6 p.m. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that's at 8 p.m. You can also listen in on Sundays at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. A special prayer request can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box number 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If the Tuesday night prayer line has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. It's time for our testimony. Please keep your testimony 1 to 2 minutes or less. Please mute your phone, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I just have a testimony about God's goodness. I wasn't able to get on the prayer line last week as I was in the hospital all week with my daughter. I just thank the Lord for his healing. I thank the Lord for having a right now word of healing. I thank the Lord for Pastor Smith taking time out of her day to come visit my daughter in the hospital and lay hands on her and just encourage us about the healing that was going to come forth. And I just thank God for that. I also thank God for all the saints and family members and friends that were praying. But I thank God for his blood that covers us. So I thank the Lord for that. Look at
praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, I have a testimony. I want to thank God for the person that sent to our outreach ministry the soap. This person makes soap from the ingredients from the earth, the fragrances, the perfumes, and the plants. Just beautiful, just very, very good soap. And this person sent a letter and said that they would want to be a blessing to our ministry, for the outreach ministry, and could we give out to the homeless. And I thank God for you. Sent a very, very, very large supply of soap, and we shared it with our members, but we're going to have little Ziploc bags to give out this soap with other supplies for the needed in this time we're going through. So I thank you for just supporting our ministry and sending this random act of kindness to help the less fortunate. Thank you so much. Okay, tonight, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20, and Job 23, verse 14. Again, Matthew 18, verse 19 and 20, Job 23 and 14. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight, that your word, O God, will come against the powers of darkness, that your word will stop the assignment of Satan. We thank you tonight for your word, that you anoint your word, Father, that it will do exactly what you have designed it to do. And we thank you for your anointing to breathe on this word to bring life to the hearers. This word is a word tonight, Spirit of God laid on my heart, to pray for family members and for the family. The family are going through many crises in this hour. So this is a time to stand for family. And that prayer was so prophetic, Sister Sabrina. It's a time to stand for family, to be in position for your family, to remain unchanged about your family, to stay firm about your family, to abide concerning your family, to be fixed and be steadfast in a spirit of consistency for your family. This word is to agree what God says about your family. And this is a word of agreement tonight for family, for households, for descendants from a common ancestor group of people, parents and children, extended family, are in a crisis in this hour that we're living in. There's so much difficulties and calamity and changes in families in this hour. Things that are getting worse for the embitterment for family, embarrassment over family, entanglements over family. Things are so in such perplexities concerning family. Families are going through so much pressure with drug addiction, but in relationship, children and parents and extended family, husbands and wives and financial difficulties and job. This is all concerning family. And tonight, we're going to take a stand for family. That's why the devil don't want prayer to go forth, because he know when any two come together in agreement, and you're standing, you're fixed on the word of God, it caused the hands of God to move over your petition. So the devil hates prayer. And so he does everything he possibly can to cut out prayer. But tonight we're standing, we are fixed, and we're steadfast, and we're consistent and enduring by the Holy Ghost to pray for families tonight. And so this word is for you that are in agreement. And we're going to see about agreement. Agreement means I'm taking a stand. I am fixed. I have the mind of Christ. Whatever he said about this word concerning family, I have the mind of Christ. I have the opinion that God says about this word concerning family. And what happened? Help comes from heaven. Provided you and I agree. We come into joint intercession of agreement. We are in complete in the same accord. And there's so many people don't know the power of agreement. They're in agreement for a minute, then they fall out with you. They're not in agreement. And everything falls apart. But when you stay in agreement, saints, you have to stand on the word of God. You have to take a stand on what is right. And anytime you take a stand on what is right, truth is uncomfortable. People are not comfortable when they are not submitted to truth. It's, and they get around truth, they're not very comfortably uncomfortable. And when you're standing on truth, saints, you got to believe, because this is word. You're going to be disliked because of truth. People dislike you because it's nothing personal. We got to stop taking things personally, it's petty things. Because anytime you stand in truth, you are going to be disliked. And when you're standing in truth, you're not going to be popular, because truth is not popular. But when you stand in truth, in agreement with what God's word says, help comes from heaven for you and what you have need of. And so tonight, families are in crisis. This is a time of intense difficulties and trouble and calamity in families, and so much entanglement, so much trauma and pressure. Families are under a pressure cooker in this hour. And it started in the garden. Satan came against agreement in the garden, saints of God. He came against agreement. God has given a word, and he came to bring disagreement in the garden. That's why Jesus had to come. And that's what Satan does when you are in agreement with the word. There's going to be a spirit of disagreement. But this night I'm encouraging you to stand firm and stay in position. Because anytime you're standing on the word of God for your family, everything around you begin to look cloudy. It begin to look like it get worse instead of better. Because the devil wants you to get into a place where you're not in agreement with God's word says. Matthew 18, 19, and 20, please.
Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
This word says, whenever two of you on earth agree about anything you pray, that's according to the word of God and according to God's will, he said, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, I am with them. Agreement provides, supply, produce. Everything that's out of agreement, when you are in agreement, it must yield and produce what you have agreed, saints of God. Agreement is God grant that thing that you are standing for. He supply it. God does. And that condition that you're believing God for must come into agreement with God's word, because you are in agreement. That's what it's covenant. He's in agreement with his word. And so this night is the night to encourage you to stand on the word of God. It's God's will that your family come into a place where it is healthy and function properly, that needs are met and doors are open, that disease comes subject to the blood. That's what Sister Tamara and I, when I went to the hospital, they had said some things they wanted to do to the child, but we were in agreement. We came into agreement that the Holy Spirit overruled those things that they wanted to do to that child. And the Spirit of God overruled it, thanks to God. He overruled it. And he provided what the child had need for and released her from the hospital. Because we were in agreement. We were in agreement with what God's word said about that child's body. The Holy Spirit had me lay hands on the instrument, on the technical instruments in that place, on the IV, on her body, on the room, that everything that came into that room must come into agreement with God's word about that child's body, that every instrument must function according to God's word, that the Spirit of God will cause medication to function according to God's word, and that every technical thing in that room must come subject to the word of God, that every doctor, every diagnosis must come subject to the word of God, because we were in agreement for health. We was in position. We was unchanged, unimpaired. We were fixed. And what happened? Help came from heaven, and the Spirit of God's hands were laid on that baby, on that child. So that's what agreement means. It means I'm going to stand in position tonight for my family. I don't care how much drugs they're taking. I don't care if they're incarcerated. I don't care if my family look like they're in another world, that there's so much turmoil, that my parents look like they are going, they're losing their minds, like they're becoming someone else, that family members are so out of sort, that diseases is running rampantly in my family, there's a spirit of poverty in my family, that the spirit of entanglement is in my family, that marriage is falling apart, that spirits are seducing my family to be after the will of God, there's poverty and all kinds of perplexity. You have the power of the word of God to come against these intense difficulties. These are intense and dangerous difficulties. These are calamities, saints of God. And God desires recovery and not death to the family. That's why Jesus came, to bring the spirit of recovery, reconciliation to the family. The spirit of recovery, stop the spirit of death that's over family, the trauma and the pressure that families are going through, the breakdowns in relationships. And so this is a word tonight saying, if you can agree tonight, don't let anyone pull you out of disagreement, because the devil is full of confusion and the devil hates truth. That's why he came into the garden. He was not in agreement with God. He came to pull them out of agreement. And that's what Satan will do. He will use anything to pull you out of agreement with what God says about your family. Someone has to be unimpaired. Someone has to be in a place where I'm consistent. Someone has to be steadfast and close your ears to the voice of the enemy and remain firm in position to see your family come into a place of what? Recovery. To see things get better instead of getting worse. See the embarrassment they're bringing to your family to be stopped. To see the entanglement that they're entangled in, that God released them from everywhere. To see this pressure they're under, that God controlled the pressure cooker. This is what God's will for families in this hour. Job 23 and 14, please.
For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him.
This is so powerful. It says God will fulfill what he has planned. God, not you and I. God will fulfill what he has planned for me. And that plan is just a many he has for me. That means everything God says for me, he will fulfill. It's many, not few, many. It's a large plan God has for you tonight with your family. It's a countless plan. It's untold. You can't measure it. It's such a big plan. This is what God's word said in the book of Job. He will fulfill it. Whatever he has planned before you were born, he's seen everything your family was going to go through because of the spirit of the evil one in this fallen world system. But he has a larger plan. That's what this word said. He said, I will fulfill every plan for you that I have planned over your life. That means the untold thing that you have, you're clueless that what's going to happen in the future is already planned by God. He said, I'm going to fulfill it for you tonight. He wants you to have faith tonight. He said, I have great things in store for you. I don't care how cloudy it looks. I don't care how foggy it looks. I don't care how everything looks tossed upside down, tolling, perplexity, and calamity, he says by his word, I'm going to fulfill those plans for you. He's saying this, what you're going through, is just one of the things I'm going to do for you throughout your entire life. That means you got to trust God through your entire life. And don't let nothing or anyone take you from this word tonight, thanks to God. Take a stand for your family. Take a stand. I mean, I'm abiding in the word of God. I am fixed, and I'm going to remain consistent because I agree with God's word concerning what he said, that he's going to fulfill what he has planned for me. And this is just one of the things I'm going through at this moment. It's already done. And whatever comes forth in the future, it's already done. The untold things that I don't have a clue that God knows your uprising and your downsetting. He knows your thoughts before you think them. He knows you because he created you. We didn't create ourselves. So he knows the plan about you and I, that we are clueless, thanks to God. So this is an hour. We will stand and hold fast on what God says about our family. Because his word says it, saints. It's all through the word by family. You need to get some word and stand on it. He said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's Proverbs 11 and 21. He says in Philippians 1 and 6, be in confidence of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will, God, perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to complete everything in your life concerning your family. He said to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in your house. That means whatever need to be saved in your house that's falling apart, he said, if you believe tonight, your house will be saved. I don't care what is happening in your household. What is going through with your family? You got to stand for recovery tonight. I don't care if divorce papers is knocking on your door. You got to thank God for life, for that marriage, and that God heal you and that person that you are married to, that God heals your family, that son, that daughter strung out on drugs, that son or that daughter that's constantly being incarcerated, that son and that daughter that's a runaway, that son and that daughter that you don't have relationship with, that individual that you don't have relationship with, that person that is jobless and cannot take care of themselves in the family, that seem like things are never going to change, but I tell you tonight is the night of recovery. Those places that family members are entangled in, the urgency and the breakdown in their lives, someone have to agree with what God's word said. And don't let anyone, anything, I don't care how bad, before it get better, storm's going to come. That's what Jesus told the disciple when he had spoke a word. We're passing over. And when he spoke that divine word, storms began to rage. Everything, the boat like it was going to capsize. Because he had spoken a word, we are passing over. He said, we're finished here, we're passing over. And the enemy heard it. And he began to cause all kinds of calamity in the atmosphere. And the disciples began to think they were going to perish. He said, oh, ye of little faith. He has spoken a word. His word is so definite. It does exactly what he says. He spoke to the element. He spoke to the atmosphere. And it came subject to God's word. That's what God wants you to know tonight. When you agree with what his word says, helps come from heaven. He'll speak to the atmosphere. He'll speak to the situation. He'll speak to that thing that's causing calamity. And the word of God will speak to that pressure in your life. He will speak to that thing that's breaking apart in your family. He will speak to the trouble your family is going through. He will speak to the danger your family members are in. He will speak to that parents and that sibling relationship. He will speak to the trauma that families are experiencing in this hour. He will speak from heaven, provided you and I are in agreement. And what happens? Because of agreement, condition changes. He supplies the need. He provides. He produces. Whenever we are in what? Agreement. Agreement causes that thing to yield to the word of God. So where there's a breakdown, recovery comes. In that situation, come in a state of healing. And it turns from death to life. It goes in a state of recovery, meaning a turning point for the better, saints of God. That's all God is saying. I want a turning point in your life for better. Not worse, for better. And the things and the pressure you're going through, you must agree with my word tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight before we go into intercessory prayer?
Yes, I'm Sean's cousin. And
yes.
I just need prayer for a better understanding, a better relationship with my adult daughter. She has four of my grandchildren, and our relationship is just not as good as it should be. And my mother has influenced her to do a lot of things against me, so it's not a great, you know, situation. But I just ask for prayer. God bless everyone. Okay.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Penny. My prayer request, I have two. One, the first person is, her name is Viola. She's my neighbor. She's actually 86 years old. She's been having difficulty with her eyesight. She's had multiple surgeries, and so she wants her eyesight to be saved. So I'm going to pray for her healing. And then also the second person is, there was a thing he had explained to me that a guy had went to dialysis and confusion. He didn't know what to do, but the hospital had released him and just gave him a bottle of pills and said, just take this. So he came, he went to dialysis thinking that's what he had to do, but he had septic. And he didn't understand that the hospital should not have released him and he should have been in the hospital under a doctor's care. So this person, I don't know his name, but God knows him, and I want to be able to send a prayer request for that man for his life.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sean, and I want to pray for my teenage daughter. She turned 18. I don't like her association and her actions that she's doing right now. It's just not a good influence, and I don't like her. Her influence is just a negative vibe, and the people she's associating with at work is just not good. And her behavior has really turned 360. So I want to send a prayer. I'm just asking for prayer for her.
Okay. Anyone else have need a prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father, we come tonight. We come needing your help. You said we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And Father, we bring families before you tonight, household, parents and children relationships, siblings, all the areas of extended family. So, Father, we bring before you tonight, because that spirit that first formed in the garden, it always poke its head out and try to destroy family. But Satan, We give you notice because of Jesus and the cross. We are no longer under that curse. We are redeemed because of the cross and the blood of Jesus. We give you notice. It was stopped at the cross. Your desire to destroy family was in the garden, but the power of God sent his only begotten Son to go to a bloody tree, to take on the sins of humanity, to stop you from destroying families. So we stand on what God did through his Son, redeemed, reconciled us back to God. And we come in agreement with what Jesus did on the cross tonight. And we thank you tonight that we bring families before the throne room tonight. The difficulties and the crisis they're going through. The time of intense difficulties and trouble and calamity. We come tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will make it better, not worse. That the Spirit of God will stop death to family and bring recovery tonight. And their entanglement in the things they're doing that's embarrassment to the family. Placing pressure on the family, because when some family members out of order, it affect the whole family. We pray tonight for the extended family. We're praying for husbands and wives whose relationship has fell apart. Those that need jobs is in financial difficulty. One that's sick in their bodies need healing from all manners of diseases. There's healing through your word. Those that trust in everything but God, tonight their eyes is on the Lord. It's something when we get a little, a small amount of comfort. Many times we get our eyes off of God, and the enemy comes in to bring shipwreck, to bring difficulties. But we have to have our eyes on Jesus all time. That's why the disciple, when their eyes got off of Jesus, they thought they were going to sink. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith." We must keep our eyes on Jesus at all time, no matter when we're full or when we're empty, when we have much or when we have little, when things are pleasant, when things are going, is out of control. We must trust God. We're going through fiery tests in this time, Father, but we come thanking you for your word tonight. We're in agreement what your word said, that you will fulfill every plan for us. And there's many plans you have for the believer's life. And we're going to need your help in every plan that you have. Because the devil hates the plan of God. Because the plan is, of God is good and it's not evil. He hates the good plan of God. So he comes to bring all these distractions to make us think it's too hard. But the word of God said there is nothing too hard for God. And Father, we thank you tonight that we're standing on the word of God. Matthew 18, 19, 20, and Job 23 and 14. We're standing on what your word says, oh Father, that you will contend. That you will contend with him that contend with us, and you will save our children. That's Isaiah 49 and 25. You're going to contend with these spirits, God. Every spirit, you said that is contending with us, you're going to contend with it for us, oh Father Jesus. And you said you are faithful, and you will do it. That's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24. You say, faithful is he that call you, who also will do it. Your words say you will do it. And Father, we thank you. It lines up with Job 23:14. You're faithful, and you said you would do it. We just must believe you tonight. In Jesus' name, we cast out, renounce unbelief in Jesus' name. In a spirit, Father, that attach yourself to this line, don't believe the word of God, fighting the word of God. We stop you in Jesus' name, that there are people that need deliverance tonight, and God shall bring forth deliverance because of the agreement tonight in Jesus' name. We're in the place of agreement. We're submitted to God. We in oneness, same mind, same accord, same opinion. Help come from heaven in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight for this cousin, LaShawn. She desires a better relationship with her daughter. The devil come to sever relationship. So we send the word of God to heal this relationship between she and her daughter. In Jesus' name, that the healing virtues of Jesus go in and do what they can't do concerning this relationship, God, and bring healing. Father, the spirit of forgiveness to take them both over, Father, that they'll let go and they'll begin to let God this night. That the spirit of God go in and repair those things that seem unrepairable, that you're a repairer of the breach. Father, repair this relationship tonight. We thank you for the spirit of the Lord to go in. And, Father, that you do what they cannot do for themselves. We thank you for the spirit of healing now is over this relationship. The spirit of peace is over this relationship. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this neighbor, Penny, that has difficulties in her eyes. She needs healing in her eyes. We lose the word of God to come against blindness. We lose that eye not to be dim, that eye will open up and will see clearly in Jesus' name. Your word says that the Lord opened eyes. The Lord opened eyes. I read it in your word. Your word said, I open eyes. Open eyes tonight in Jesus' name. Open our eyes tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of dimness go now to the pits in Jesus' name. That the spirit of recovering our eyes, their eyes see in Jesus' name. Eyes no longer dim in the name of Jesus. Heal her eyes in Jesus' name. I thank you for being a great physician, God. I don't care what medication she's taking or what diagnosis has been spoken over her life. We loose the spirit of healing over our eyes. We revoke, counsel in a bad diagnosis. We loose healing in Jesus' name. With your stripes, she's healed in her eyes. This patient of dialysis, God, that has been discharged with septic, God, we thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus to go into that blood system tonight and remove that unclean blood. We thank you for your blood to cleanse his blood. You say, I heal your blood that has not been cleansed. I will clean your blood that has not been cleansed. In Jesus' name, there's healing in your blood. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus. Now in this person's blood, that what medication can't do, the healing blood of Jesus, do it for him in Jesus' name. We lose clean blood to him by faith in the name of Jesus. You say, I cleanse your blood that has not been cleansed. You say, when I see you in your blood, I say, live and not die. I thank you for life now in this person's blood. I thank you for the healing verses of Jesus causing him to live and not die, and he's healed by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sean's daughter. Father, I thank you for this corrupt communication, that the spirit of God will filter it out, sever every relationship, break it in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will now disassociate her with bad behavior of those that she's associated with, that the spirit of healing will go to this young lady in Jesus' name. Whatever she's seeking for, God, she need to find it in you in Jesus' name. We send the spirit of the word now to bring her back into the right path in Jesus' name. I thank you that because she is a son of God, that the spirit of God lead her into the right path tonight. I lose peace over Sean in Jesus' name, that their relationship is healed by the blood of Jesus, that, Father, you are eliminating, you're discarding, you right now, Father, is doing something supernatural concerning this bad relationship, that you're moving them out of her life, oh God, because you desire that she prosper in Jesus' name, that she do well in Jesus' name. So we thank you for the spirit of prosperity over her life, that you send in the right people, oh God, that will cause her to walk in prosperity so that she can do well, oh God, that she will be great, God, in this society, and that God doors will be open for her because she's connected with the right people. I thank you for disconnecting her tonight in Jesus' name, because of a new connection will come, north, south, east, and west. I thank you for the spirit of God will lead them to this young lady. She have new association. She will have new friends with the same mind that love God like she loved God. And I thank you for this new association, Father, so that her mannerism will be changed tonight by the word of God. And we thank you, Father, for the behavior changing now in Jesus' name, that peace is over that house, that the spirit of God will come against Father, mental spirits, and that spirit of peace now filter the house in Jesus' name, and that the blood cover the house in the name of Jesus. Father, I stand tonight for families that's in agreement with this word, that's in trouble tonight, that's standing in, on truth, and some people are not comfortable with them. Dislike them because of truth. They are no longer popular because of truth. Tonight I send the word of God. They're going to stand firm in possession. They're going to be steadfast tonight with a spirit of consistency and agreement with God's word for their family. No matter how dark it appears, no matter what it looks like, I thank you for that son or that daughter to come out of drug addiction in Jesus' name. You are the great physician, that you heal them tonight from the spirit of addiction. I thank you for that man, that woman, that marriage is falling apart, that the spirit of the enemy is way down the road, want to seduce that man or that woman to break up marriage, that the spirit of seduction release them tonight in Jesus' name, that that person is making idolatry out of men's and women's and all things in their life, that the spirit of idolatry fall in Jesus' name. You say you have no other gods before you. They're going to stand on the word of God in a spirit of idolatry that comes against family. You spirit of idolatry, I come against you tonight in Jesus' name. You say we ever have no other gods before us. And when the spirit of idolatry come in, it comes in with a cunning spirit, with a spirit to deceive, with a spirit to mislead. I see you by the Holy Ghost. I come against you, cunning spirit, that comes against the spirit of God for family. You cunning spirit, you've been revealed by the word of God. You are a spirit of deception that tears up family, that destroys family. But tonight we're standing on the spirit of recovery for families, that the spirit of God will make it better. That the spirit of God will come against the trauma and the breakdowns. That the spirit of God will stop the pressure and bring total recovery to family. That those places they're entangled in, that they don't even know they're entangled in, that the spirit of God cut every web tonight and entangle them tonight in Jesus' name. That they're going to stand on the power of the word. When they're full, they're going to stand. When they're empty, they're going to stand. When storms come, they're going to stand. When everything seems like it's falling apart, yet they're going to stand firm and fixed. That the Spirit of God go into these places of employment. They're taking jobs that every announcement. We stop and revoke in Jesus' name. Concerning unemployment in the name of Jesus, we stop it by the word of God. We thank you for full-time jobs. We thank you for good jobs. We thank you, Father, for your protection over families, oh God, that they'll be able to supply the need that they take care of their family. We rebuke and we cancel homelessness in Jesus' name. We thank you for sure housing for families in Jesus' name, that the families won't be separated in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing in families, oh Father, for that sick partner, for that sick loved one, for that sick relative, that the spirit of healing will go to the homes now. Healing in all areas of their life. You save homes, Acts 16:31. God, we believe in Jesus. You say our house shall be saved. That place that house is falling apart, that house that's not in a place where they're saving, that you save and bring recovery to these homes in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will make it better. And we stand in agreement with your word tonight that the spirit of recovery has gone out by the word of God. We're standing on what your word says, that you desire our families to be well. That's why Christ came to redeem us from the curse of the law, because of the tree he was hanged on, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We're receiving it through faith because of the tree that Jesus was on. He shed blood. And, Father, we thank you tonight that everything you have planned over the family, that, God, you will fulfill. We must stand into agreement. We must have the opinion of the word, not by feeling. Because when we agree, you provide. We thank you, Father, for provision tonight in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. We give you thanksgiving for it. We honor you. And we lift up your name. And we thank you that it's done by faith in Jesus' name. Saints, stand on the word of God. It's not popular. You may be dyslexic. Somebody may get mad, angry with you. It's not comfortable to those that don't want to walk in truth. But you got to stand. You got to stay in position. You got to abide and be steadfast for your family, for your household, for your family to come into a place of recovery, for the better. For the thing they're entangling, that God cut every web tonight. That the spirit of drug addiction, the spirit of immorality, the spirit of bad behavior, the spirit of sickness and disease, the breakdown that Satan has set in family, the jobless situation. People can hardly pay their bills. Famines in all situations in their lives. It's time to stand for recovery, saints of God. It's time to stand and see God turn things around because we are in agreement with Him. He is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ came in the flesh and dwelt among us. We must stand on what he says, and you're going to see God turn it around because you are in agreement tonight with what God's word says. I believe God with you. I agree with you. And reminding you again, if there's any complication next week, go to the 916 number because we're not going to stop prayer. The devil is a liar. We're going to pray. We're going to stand in agreement with you. You be encouraged, saints of God, because God loves you with an everlasting love. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're my God. Hallelujah. 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 You're my God.
spite of what I'm going through. Hallelujah.
YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.